Okay, well, Mila is being very kind and letting me sign out even though it's technically after my time. So thank you so much for listening. This has been a great Free Samples. This is Ethan Walsey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Been a second. It is Mila with Four Moons and Loose. Hi. Okay, so first off, this is Mila, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, which I'm sure if you guys have been studying and listening for a while, you've heard that just about a billion times. But hi, good evening. Tonight, first off, big round of applause for our last show. That was so much fun. I think with Ethan is his name. I walked in a little early because I got nervous. Sorry. Shout out to him for not outright killing me and kicking me out of the studio. All right, so for tonight, I have a couple things I want to say, and then I probably will just get right into what we're playing. I don't think I'll have much intervention into our music tonight. Not much to say. Let's see. Tonight we started out with Flip Your Pillow by Bruno Plum. Good song. I like it as a filler. I think it's interesting to listen to, and it's a good way to kind of keep a good flow in your playlist and in the music you're listening to. I feel like there are songs that are really interesting and can kind of really make whatever you're listening to sound interesting. But I think there are also good times to have songs that aren't necessarily as captivating, that can kind of, you know, keep the playlist going and really, oh my god, very squeaky chair, and make it, you know, kind of flow better, something more calm. Okay, so for tonight, The title of our show tonight is something a little bit strange, but it's called Sunset in a Bedroom Record Store. I came up with that with my friend today while we were walking and listening to the playlist that I had put together, and I feel like it just kind of sounds like the music that we've compiled. It just kind of sounds like some kid sitting up in his bedroom that has a big window and the sun is setting, and he's got a bunch of records. So it's a, you know, sunset in a bedroom record store. So I don't know if you'll agree, a lot of the songs that I chose for today are pretty jumpy. There's a lot of interesting sounds. If you've ever listened to any of my shows before, you know that I'm really into just the idea of interesting sounding music, and kind of certain lines that really make me either feel something or think something or have some sort of something happen. I like music that sounds different. I like things that sound interesting, which I feel like every single person who listens to music will inevitably say about whatever it is they're listening to. But tonight I hope that we are going on a bit of a journey. We have a bunch of different songs. I'm not sure how cohesive it'll sound all laid out, but we will see. We will see. All right, so we're starting out with my lover, Maya Hawk. My friend actually just went to a dinner with her parents. My friend's parents went to a dinner with Maya Hawk's parents, which, as we all know, are Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke. And I've never been more jealous of anyone in my life. But it's a song by her, Hold the Sun. She's coming out with a new album, I think May 31st, and I am so excited. She just put out a debut song for that album. It's called Missing Out. It's fan-freaking-tastic. It's amazing. Go listen to it. I love it. I might love it because there are some lines that I love that I feel like I know people who remind me of them, but I think that if you have a friend named Lucy, or if you like music, go listen to Missing Out by Maya Hawk. I think it's great. Another thing that's interesting that's popped up is the next song after that is something by Mountjoy, but then the next song is by DJO. And recently, a song by DJO has gotten really, really popular. And as we know, DJO is Joe Keery, who is fantastic. We love him. But yeah, I try to play something by him as much as I can. He's great. If anyone here is a returning listener of this show, you've definitely heard the song I'm going to play. It's called Roddy. It's one of my favorites by him. I feel like it has a really interesting sound. It's also kind of like, I don't know, it just kind of has like this psychedelic idea behind it, which I really like. I like his music. He really kind of puts a lot of things together and makes kind of similar music. All of his music kind of sounds very similar to one another, like to each song. There are some that stand out, but most of his music kind of sounds pretty similar, but it as a unit is really different from a lot of other things. I like the way he expresses himself, and I think that he's a good artist, so look into him. End of the Beginning, actually, which is the song that blew up, is not my favorite, so I'm not sure. I don't know, but it is a really, really good song. Then we have some Mitski. I always throw Mitski. We have some Quinny. If you haven't heard Quinny, once again, please go listen to Quinny. Quinny's amazing. We have a lot of similar things tonight, but hopefully that it all goes together well. All right, I will stop talking. I will let you guys listen and study, hopefully, or sleep, or whatever it is that you're doing. And we're going to start out with Maya Hawk, and we'll see where we go.
If I could, I would kiss you. The body doesn't lie. I'd hold you like soft water holds the sun against the sky. I know I'll turn in my lips like the sun holds the sky. I see the night has crept through your hair to settle in your eyes, and I know until I break it, the tension will only rise. So here I sweater, fix my spine, step up in line. I'm ordering food high, and I don't know why I'm so nervous. I won't make it, 'cause that's my favorite waitress. Those big brown eyes. But I don't know he was doing much, 'cause I just lost my mind in the fluorescent lights. All my life in my mind, a river running free like rapids. But truly,
I'll take what's mine and I'll go.
everyone. Sorry for the early interruption. I forgot to say earlier. It is past 10 p.m. and therefore some of my music that I play may have explicit words in it. Nothing too crazy, but if you have small children with you and you don't want them to hear any curse words, the next couple songs are explicit. So, yes, a disclaimer. All right, I'll get back to the music.
My heart and soul were never mine own. What you cared it out for? What you cared it out for? We die alone, we'll all die young. What you cared it out for? What you cared it out for?
Snow, snow, kissing on the mat, whiskey on the left. Shaking out a lot of cigarette. Miss me when you wish you were right. Shake me all out and from around. For you, shake it all out when I'm gone. High, for you. Is the devil so mad if he cries in his sleep while the earth turns? Kids learn to say fuck you, they don't love you. 'Cause the devil gets scared if she dies in her dreams while the earth burns. She cries 'cause she's nothing like you, is she? Like you.
I feel better as a baby on your back, holding on to atoms in the past. You would steal my socks and wear them just to sleep. How could you wake up and get cold feet? So why you moving on? I'll be right back. Why you moving on? I'll be right back. You got some new love, who gave you that? Why you moving on, and how'd you do it so fast?
Hello everyone, I hope you like what we've had on so far. I know I said we, it's just me here, but we'll pretend. Alright, I have a quick PSA for you, and then I'm going to go back into the list for tonight. Okay, alright. Tonight we have, for all of you listeners out there, working hard and or hanging out, a fresh fruit PSA. Are you looking for something sweet, great tasting, and snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. Very true. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be terrific sources of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber. While others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember you're eating pretty much any kind of fruit, and it's going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah. Really exciting stuff, you guys. I personally like, lychees. Those are probably my favorite fruit. I found some at a grocery store last week. I was very excited. I almost never see them outside of the, or I mean inside of the U.S., but it was a cool find. Eat your fruits. All right. Up next, we have, a suggestion from the gorgeous, Grace Ferguson. She is in a band. I plug her often whenever she suggests music, but she's in a band. She's fantastic. The band is called Luna and the Carpets. Go check out their music. Truly, truly, really interesting music. I think they're doing a thing right now where you can get a record made of their live performance, which is really cool. I don't know if they're still doing that, but they're cool. They're a band based in Syracuse, and they are, I don't know how many times I can say the word cool without it stopping being cool. But yeah, she suggested this song. She's got really great taste. She's a really talented musician and singer. This song is called Simulation Swarm by Big Thief. So if you like the song, go check out her music. Once again, Luna and the Carpets. All right, and then right after that, I have Promised by Quinny. I had to throw a Quinny song in here because I feel like her voice is one of the most interesting things that I've ever heard in my life, while others, many, do disagree. I love her. I think that she's got cool music, and I like how all of her songs kind of have something that is behind them, but they sound so silly. And then right after that is actually a song that I found off of WMFO in my freshman year, and it was one of the first times listening, and it was also one of the songs that made me want to be a DJ. It's called Confessions by the Sudan Archives, and I personally love it. I think that it has such an interesting mix of instruments and such a weird kind of sound. I really like it. I think it's a great song. I hope you guys like it too. And then right after that is Sleep Talking by Indigo D'Souza. Souza? I don't know how to say it, but hopefully I don't get attacked for saying it wrong. I know that none of my sweet listeners would do that, but I think that there's a girl, her name is Mia, and she would kill me if she's listening. Right after that, we have a song. It is someone's birthday today, a very sweet girl. Her name is Julia, and she wanted this song played, so it is going to be played because her wish is our command here at WMFO. So yeah, that is the lineup. After that, it kind of gets iffy, so we'll see what we end up playing just with the time. We have River Road by Jack Harlow. I know. I'm a Jack Harlow fan. I like him. I think he's good. He's from my town. We went to high school together. It's a whole thing. And I play him a lot. But I feel like I'm allowed to. It's an old song. It's from 2016. And it's one of my favorites by him. I don't love his new music. I love his new album, Jackman. I didn't love First Class. I didn't love any of that stuff. But Jackman is great. Album, I think, and then this song I'm playing I also really love. I think it has interesting, it sounds interesting. Actually, I might end up playing a song by him from Jackman instead of River Road. We'll see where the night brings us, you guys. And then we're gonna finish it out with more Maya Hawk, some Squirrel Flower possibly, and maybe Sedona by Sir Chloe. Alright, possibly I may not hear, you may not hear from me again until the end, but I hope you guys enjoy.
Take your arms and walk you to the shore. In my own ears, all this green appear. I think I dreamt it here. I promise I'm sincere, and I stand my own will. Watch me fall like through the fields, bitch. This is a place that I call home, but it's not where I am welcome. And if I saw all the angels, why is my presence so painful? Confessions are falling down, down, down. They soak up the garden ground, down, down. Confessions are falling down, down, down. They soak up the garden ground, down, down.
This is
see you smile.
Let me find the demon that drives those 70 limbs. You know you're beautiful. Surviving the wild, pretty plants and roots, and dreaming about electric fans. Baby, could you kill our man? Could you look in his eyes and feel the fire drain out of his hands? Baby, do you think about the past? Do you wonder if there's stupid little things left? You're beautiful. That ain't half a good treasure in your soul. What you got, cause I want it all. With your fingers in my mouth, I fail to see you fall. So please don't let me fall. So please don't let me fall. No, you're beautiful.
Missed your 21st birthday, I've been a bet on. Almost tried to call you, don't know if I should. Hate to picture you half drunk, happy. Hate to think you went out without me. I'm sorry if you blame me, if I were you I would. Thought you'd see it coming, but you never could. I still haven't heard from your family, but you said your mom always loved me. Sometimes I go blurry-eyed. Small talk and you tell me that you're on fire. Lights on and it's black and white. I couldn't stay forever. I see the look in your eye and I'm biting my tongue. You'll be the love of my life when I was young. You're on fire, lights on and it's black and white. I couldn't stay forever. I see the look in your eye and I'm biting my tongue. You'll be the love of my life when I was young. When the night is over, don't call me up, I'm already under. I get a little bit alone sometimes and I miss you again. I'll be the love of your life.
Hello, everyone. I forgot to clear my throat before I started talking. We are nearing the end of the show, but I think there's no one after me, so I want to play 3 more songs, and then we'll be done, I promise. And then I can play the sweet sounds of Rivendell, and you guys can listen to that. I don't know how many people are still here, but if you're still here, I urge you to soon please go to sleep. I know it's pretty early to some of the engineers and computer scientists out there, and some of the classics majors as well. I just know you guys have a massive midterm on the biggest book that was ever written 1,000 years ago. But sleep is really important. I usually say this right at the end of my show. I'm not sure if I'm going to get cut off. I think I won't. I think that the next hour, I don't think anyone's coming in, so I think I have some time. But I'll probably also say a couple words before I go. Go. But for right now, just a little intro to the last 3 songs. And a light plea for everyone out there listening, all 18 of you, to go and sleep after this. I know that it seems like you don't have time, but there's so much time in the world. And whatever you're doing now, you can do later. And you're doing great. And the homework can wait. And sleep is important. And taking care of yourself is very important. Our last 3 songs, I was looking through everything that I had planned for us for tonight and looking through all the things I had queued up and realized that the most interesting songs that I find are either shown by me or kind of inspired by this one girl who knows who she is. They're the most interesting songs I've ever heard, and they're one of the reasons, these 3 songs are the reasons that I got really into finding songs that are kind of different. The first one I found when we were really close friends, in the very beginning of us becoming very, very close friends. Because I thought that it sounded like the inside of her head. And I don't know how to describe that, but to me, and still to this exact second, it is the most interesting thing that I have ever found. So I'm going to play a little bit of this song, just because it is a 6-minute song, and I don't want to make you guys sit through that. But it's called The Lean Over, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard of it. Essentially, this woman is handed literally a page of words, and then she's just told to stand in a studio and say them. And that's what the song is essentially. And it's just complete gibberish. But it also has the most interesting cadence, and the way she says them and the kind of what it is just makes it have some sort of meaning. And it's just, it gets stuck in your head so easily. And I like the lightness of it. And I like how easy it is to listen to and how comfortable it sits in my brain. And I also like how interesting it is to hear. After that, we have a song called Tiny Things. I have been absolutely gatekeeping this song. I've been holding this song and not showing it to anyone. I have not been letting anyone listen to it. I have not told anyone about it. But Tiny Things was shown to me by aforementioned lady. And it is such a good song. It is so interesting. It is such an interesting thing to hear the way their voices, it's 3 people. It's a band of 3. They actually opened for Gracie Abrams on her most recent tour. Who was one of the people I just played, but they have the most interesting voice that I've ever heard. Altogether, they sing fantastically. Each individual person sings in such an intricate way. I know the song seems really simple, but I like the simplicity. My goodness. I like the simplicity of it because I feel like it shows off their voices really well. I like how they use the sentences. I like how they use the notes. And I'm finally ready. The lady showed me this song when the band was, I think she found the band from her friend who was also